Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
You're on 101.9 Hi FM. Thank you for joining us. This is the People in Perspective show. We are now moving into our recruitment segment, where we're going to be talking to Leanne about some new jobs which have just come up, and she's going to tell us all about the jobs that she's got. How are you, Leanne?
I'm well, thanks, sir. And you?
Good. Leanne, thanks for coming on the show. It's great to have you on the show. Can you tell us a little bit about, the job market is so, difficult at the moment. Everybody's either been in employment for a long time, and then it's difficult, yeah, difficult for them to find a job when they leave that job. Or, there's a lot of youth unemployment and people between the ages of 19 to 25. You know, it's a massive problem in the country. So what's out there at the moment? What is there to look forward to?
I'm from Unique Personnel, and we've been in the recruitment business for 52 years now. Mm. And currently in our database, we have more than 1 million candidates that are looking for jobs. Every day is a busy day. Every day there's a new job. I'd like for people just to understand what they're looking for first. And for people that have been in the same job for years, they need to understand what they're looking for when moving to another company, because we're finding a problem where people want to move, but not for the right reasons. So, and the youth, especially right now, there's people that just finished their degrees, honors, and already when they want to start working, they want high salaries. So now we need to understand that as a person that finished a degree, you need to start somewhere to get somewhere. So currently what we have is a mechanical engineer. Mm. What they're looking for in that position is someone that has a BEng in mechanical engineering or a BSc.
A BEng or
nothing much. Mm. Yeah, so someone that just finished, even if it's last year, mm, or someone that is doing their last year on those studies, they can just contact me and then I can do something for them.
So it's either, it can be a BEng or a BSc mechanical engineering.
Correct, sir.
Okay, so normally, the job specs have the problem you mentioned about that in between space is so important. This job is for somebody who can bridges that experience gap. So how many years experience is required in the job?
On this one, there's no experience, because they're looking for someone that they can teach, someone that they can put in the position when the time is right. Mm. So it is a permanent position. It's not an internship. It's just someone that has a BSc that they can teach the job, that with time will be working as a mechanical engineer.
Mm. So it gives them the experience that they need. It creates the next level of employment that they're going to move on to after this job. So it sounds like a bit of an internship.
We can say it's an internship, but the company stated that they don't want to call it that, because the person will not be treated as an intern, but they will be doing what the other people that are mechanical engineers already are doing there.
Wow.
So, so they don't want it to be called an internship. The other position that I have currently is an operations manager in the welding and gas industry. Mm-hmm. So in this position, we're looking for someone that has a diploma, we can say, in operations or production. Mm. And then they need to have experience in a logistics or warehouse environment.
So they have had an exposure and work in a warehouse or doing certain types of work. What types of activities are involved in the job? What activities and what knowledge do they need to have?
Okay, so someone that has worked in the receiving and distribution of goods will do as an operations manager. They'll be having more than maybe 50 people that are reporting to them. It's a warehouse. Mm. There's stock takers, there's warehouse assistants, there's a lot of people that are going to be under this person, and we need someone that has management experience, someone that can treat people right, someone that will treat the warehouse as their first love. Because now, if you don't know people management, you will not be able to take care of a warehouse, especially if it has a lot of people under you. Someone that has done stock controlling before, it's going to be easier for them to know what's happening there. Someone that has done training with their employees, that will also be good. We need someone that has been in the guest industry before, because the warehouse deals with guest and welding equipment.
I see.
So they would need to know the health and safety in the warehouse.
So it sounds like there's a few parts which have to take. So did they give you the number of years experience for that job?
It's 5 to 10 years.
5 to 10?
Yes.
And it's a mid-level. And what is the salary on that?
The salary is very negotiable. I prefer the companies to get CVs and I put what the candidate is looking for. I don't want to limit the skills that they can get. So I always advise them, yes, you have a certain salary, but we can break the rules. If you get a good candidate, you can pay for them.
Thank you very much, Leanne. Just to get in touch with us, if you need a phone number, it's 061-895-1019. If you'd like to get in touch and find out a little bit more about anything, just send us a WhatsApp message on 061-895-1019. 061-895-1019. We're going to a short ad break. We'll be back shortly.
IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're on 101.9 Chai FM. This is Saul Rosenberg. You're on the People in Perspective show. I hope you've enjoyed the last 50 minutes of intense people discussion. If you were not a people person, maybe you're a people person now. That's the kind of impact we want to have. just to recap, we've got a new format in the show. We now have our Labour segment right at the beginning, where we'll be having a piece of legislation that we'll be talking about and looking at it in terms of the workplace and what it means for you and how to act accordingly with the act that you have to be in accordance with. And so that would be our HR compliance corner segment. And then our middle and meaty part is now devoted to a feature where we this week had Janet Dupriere, who is a leadership coach, who came on to talk about leadership coaching. And she told us all about having a dynamic engagement frameworks which help to deal with the adjustments of behavior for people who have to move between paradigms, often worldviews, and they have to actually change themselves. And they need help in order to do that and be consistent with the changes that are leveled upon them in their workplace. They might be coming from a different era with different parameters. And the new world of work, I think this is fair to say for everybody, everybody has to adapt. Everybody has to adapt. So essentially, we're moving into multidimensional work environments. They're collaborative. They're inclusive. They're they're conversational. They're relational. This whole era of commanding people and controlling people is kind of over. There are experts out there who can help you. The focus ultimately for our shows has been this change in the shift from, centralized authority to where we find ourselves now in organizations and people where we've got a lot more autonomy as people. We get to make much more of the choices. In the show, I hope we've helped you to find a way and to find new ways to include that autonomy in your work life and include the behaviors that you need that help that autonomy to take root, take shape and flourish. Maybe you're in charge of people at a large company. Maybe you're an HR expert. I hope we've helped you in some way to guide the big changes which are happening. At the end of the show, we had our recruitment segment, which was very nice, and we had just two jobs. In the future, we'll have more of that. I think it's a very useful segment to have. So hopefully there's somebody out there that managed to get an idea of a job that they can do. If you'd like to get in touch with us for any particular reason, I think we've given you lots of reasons to get in touch with us, and I really hope that you will. It's 061-895-1019, 061-895-1019. So this has been the People in Perspective show, and thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you soon.